Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
Good morning. I'm Doug Tribou. I'm joined now, as I am every Wednesday morning, by Michigan Radio senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
President Donald Trump's new budget proposal would cut 90% of the funding for the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. That's a program that helps clean up the lakes and protect them against invasive species. The administration also tried to slash the initiative's budget last year, and that got strong pushback from members of Congress in both parties from multiple states. What's the president's motivation for trying again?
He apparently couldn't care less about the Great Lakes or the environment, and it's sort of politically puzzling when you consider that he was elected president primarily with support of the Great Lakes state, big upset victories in Wisconsin and Michigan, and less upset in Ohio, but it also switched from Democratic to Republican. Were he to lose those states next time, he'd lose the election. So it's sort of politically baffling as well as being sort of environmentally irresponsible.
The Michigan State University Faculty Senate held a no-confidence vote about the university's Board of Trustees yesterday. The vote passed 61-4. One professor, though, told Michigan Radio's Shana Roth that he thought it was a mistake to take the vote in the heat of the moment so soon after former Governor John Engler had been named interim president. The vote is non-binding either way, but did the Senate accomplish anything yesterday?
Well, they probably accomplished making themselves feel good or virtuous or whatever. I've known John Engler for more than 30 years, and I can tell you he couldn't care less. He couldn't care less if all of them voted to expel him. He's going to do what he thinks he should do.
Jack, I don't think of Lansing as a lawless city, but it did lose a lot of local ordinances for several weeks. Under the city charter, the city council has to reaffirm ordinances every 10 years. And when no one realized it needed to happen in 2017, any ordinance that was more than 10 years old expired at the end of last year. This week, the council has passed an emergency measure to put things back on the books retroactively. Do we blame the council and city clerk or the system that requires recodifying the ordinances every 10 years? I'm not sure who is at fault here.
Yes, the answer is yes. Well, you know, there's actually some of this makes sense because there are a lot of cities that have weird expired ordinances on the books, but they clearly needed to have some review board or something to make sure that whatever ordinance about not plowing over City Hall or whatever that is still useful is there. So they need some kind of a board to review these things, but it's not bad to have a sunset prohibition, I don't think, on a lot of legislation.
Probably just need to keep track of it.
There is that.
The founder and longtime head of the Art Van furniture chain died on Monday. Archie Van Elslander, better known as Art, was 87 years old. He grew up in Detroit and opened the first Art Van store there in 1959. And then the Art Van chain would eventually expand to 100 stores in five states. It was sold last year. Van Elslander was also known for his charity work, Jack, and donated millions to support children and health care. How will he be remembered in this region?
My guess is that while he'll be remembered fondly by those who knew him, the chain of stores will be remembered for providing decent, good-looking, and affordable furniture to lots and lots of people. Generally, Art Van furniture, I think, looks like it's more expensive than it is. Most of us have some pieces of it somewhere in our homes, and I think he did consumers and the public a service.
Jack, thanks a lot. Have a good week.
I promise to.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, and he joins me every Wednesday at 7:45.